This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. It is Free Talk Live. I did just say, as a matter of fact, I'll say it again, it's Free Talk Live.
You don't say.
It's like, what's the old gag from, like, Looney Tunes? The phone rings, and the guy says, you don't say, you don't say, you don't say.
Click.
Who was it?
He didn't say it.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to say, you may say, Mama say, Mama sama makusa.
Mama say, Mama
or,
sama makusa.
Or you may say words about any topic that you like. It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
So before we went to break, I alluded to this headline. At least 8 dead, 300 injured, after mysterious mass casualty and incident at a Travis Scott concert.
That's vague. A mass casualty incident?
Wait. And also, this guy's got two first names. Travis Scott.
Can't trust him. Never go to a concert of a guy with two first names.
Just never trust a guy with two first names.
Okay.
Supposedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. That's what I've been told by many an elder person. And whenever I ask why, they're like, don't argue with me.
Don't be caught in the same room as a teacher with three first names, either.
I guess, yeah.
Learning lessons all day.
Especially after they won an award. So what about these 8 dead, 300 injured at a mass casualty incident? This is from ZeroHedge.com. Updates from 12:30 Eastern. In a very strange turn of events, TMZ is now reporting that the frenzy could have been a targeted attack.
By who? People in the cheap seats?
So I'm getting ahead of the story by reading the update first. So I think I'm just going to read the story. We'll come back to the update. At least 8 people died and several were injured in a stampede at the Astroworld Music Festival. I believe this happened in Texas. It says in the southern United States.
So it could be Florida for all we...
It could be Florida. Disturbing video shows people jumping on top of the police personnel or the police... It says personnel, supposed to say personnel cars, while they were trying to get unconscious people out of the crowd.
Well, maybe they were driving their personal vehicles that day.
Yeah, maybe they were.
Just saying.
And they were ignored. As Tom Ozimek detailed earlier for the Epoch Times, police officials said at least 8 people were killed and many others were injured in a crush when fans surged toward the stage at the Astroworld Music Festival in Houston now. Okay, so Texas.
Houston Astros.
On November 5th, while rapper Travis Scott was performing. Now, before I go any further, I just have this to say about Travis Scott. That is the worst rapper name I think I've ever heard. Not only is it two first names, but it's like... I thought rappers always took on these, like, street-sounded names, you know, some sort of panache to them, you know.
Anything you wanted, and you went with Travis Scott.
Travis Scott.
Yeah. Rap isn't the same as it used to be, though. Now it's gotten very soft. And his music is very soft. It's not, like,
hardcore.
You're
familiar with the...
Okay. Yeah, I've heard a couple of his songs.
All right. Well, at any rate, so apparently he was performing, and something happened, and it caused a stampede. This is a tragic night, Houston Fire Chief Samuel Pena told a news conference outside Energy Park, the event venue, 8 confirmed fatalities. We had scores of individuals that were injured, he added, describing what occurred as a mass casualty incident. Around 50,000 fans were in attendance at the festival, Pena said, when around 9 p.m. the crowd began to compress toward the front of the stage.
So it was the people in the cheap seats.
And that caused some panic and started causing some injuries. People began to fall out, become unconscious, and it created additional panic, he said. adding that the emergency response teams transported 17 people to area hospitals, with 11 of the victims in cardiac arrest.
So that doesn't sound like stampede wounds to me. It sounds like a bad batch of drugs.
It does sound like that, doesn't it? Harris County Judge Linda Hidalgo said that some of those taken to the hospital were as young as 10 years old.
Why were there 10-year-olds there?
I've been to plenty of concerts where parents bring their kids.
I'm not opposed to bringing children to music festivals. I've gone to plenty of music festivals where there were infants there. You know, like, I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. But those are like classic, like Allman Brothers music festivals, like the Peach, or bands, not like...
I've been to outdoor concerts, like the Monsters of Rock, the original one
in
the 90s.
Yeah, but like outdoor concerts, but I would think like a rap.
You just said rap has gone soft, so maybe it's not as bad as you think.
I don't know.
Maybe it's preschool rap.
I mean, yeah, that's...
I don't know.
My Christian aunt once gave me a religious rap CD.
Rapping with Jesus?
JC and the Boys.
Was it misspelled, D-O-Y-Z?
It was O-Y-Z, I believe.
Tonight's focus, Hidalgo continues, needs to be on the families and the lives that we lost, many of them extremely young, tragically young. Our hearts are broken. People go to these events looking for a good time. It's a chance to unwind and to make memories, Hidalgo said. It's not the kind of event you go to find out about fatalities.
So I don't want to jump too far ahead here, but there was a version of this story. Finish it up then.
Don't be spoilers, man.
I don't know if it's a spoiler.
We're not going to risk it.
Don't risk it. So the fire chief said the cause of death of the 8 deceased will not be officially known until the medical examiner has completed an investigation. Houston Police Executive Assistant Chief Larry Satterwhite, who was near the front of the crowd and told reporters at the press conference, the search happened suddenly and played out over the course of just a few minutes. Suddenly we have several people down on the ground experiencing some type of cardiac arrest or some type of medical episode. And so we immediately started administering CPR, moving people right then, and that's when I went and met with the promoters and Live Nation, and they agreed to end early in the interest of public safety. Okay. So far, so good, right? Like, stop the concert, you know, let's see what's going on.
That's not what I heard, though, Captain.
I know. Just hold on.
Continue.
Don't look at me with that tone of voice. The fire chief said that the event organizers had a medical component on hand to deal with emergencies, but they were quickly overwhelmed when the crowd started falling out. Over 300 people were treated at an emergency field hospital set up at the venue, Pena said, with over 55 Houston Fire Department units later stepping in to provide assistance. The show was canceled shortly after the incident, and the Houston Office of Emergency Management later announced that the Astroworld event had been canceled for Saturday. So this happened arguably on Friday night, so they canceled the following day's concert as well. Please keep the 8 victims and the hundreds injured in your thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers, guys.
That's the lamest thing anybody could ever say, right? Like, oh, that sounds like a horrible story, but I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah. Well, what can you do? That's why you offer thoughts and prayers.
This is why I don't listen to bad music, because stuff like this doesn't happen at good music festivals.
Houston Police Chief Troy Finner said it's very important that none of us speculate, Richie Rich, about what caused the surge and allow investigators to complete their work.
I wasn't going to speculate on the surge itself.
Nobody has all the answers tonight, he said. Too bad we don't have nobody here tonight.
He was at dinner.
Nobody has all, well, apparently he has all the answers tonight. We just don't know, and we will find out, so pray for these families. Okay, let's go back
to the
update.
Prayers.
Let's go back to the update, and then if you have something to add to the update, then by all means do so. So the update, TMZ is reporting that the frenzy could have been a targeted attack. A source connected to Astroworld says someone in the crowd went crazy and began injecting people with some sort of drug, which caused panic and then the surge.
Okay.
The source says authorities are trying to determine if those who went into cardiac arrest were the ones injected. We're told one of those who died is a 10-year-old.
What?
The source says it appears to be a targeted attack. We have not confirmed this report, but the source is a key person involved in the festival. There is footage here. I reviewed it, and I'll tell you more about it coming up on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. control of the airwaves by calling 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160.
You got to read it to them slower so they can understand it and dial it.
And I can't read it that slow. No, that's 603-283-6160.
The problem is they're allowed to comment in the chat room now, so nobody wants to pick up the phone if we're just going to read their comments.
What's even worse than that is people in the chat room or on social media will be like, hey, guys, you should talk about X, right? Insert thing here. And, like, can we talk about this on the air? It's like, just
call in.
603-283-6160.
That's the whole premise of the show. If you want us to talk about it, you call in and talk about it, and then we'll talk about it, too.
Yeah. As long as you're interesting.
But sure.
You know. At any rate, in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Rich.
We've been talking about this article from Zero Hedge where apparently Travis Scott, who's a poorly named rap artist, was playing a concert to 50,000 people. A successful poorly named rap artist.
When was the last time you sold out 50,000 people?
He was dating one of the Kardashians, I think.
Oh, that's a
hit. Oh, so, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, well, whatever. We touched on this whole story where something happened and some medical people were called to the scene. And for whatever reason, at first they thought it was a stampede that caused the injuries and whatnot. But it turns out several people were being treated for some sort of cardiac arrest. And so the update, of course, to this story that was published earlier today says someone in the crowd went crazy and began injecting people with something. So somebody had a hypodermic needle filled with something and was going around to random people and injecting it. Now there's some
allegedly there's some
video here from the Houston police chief where they actually describe somebody saying that, you know, in the midst of all this going down, he felt himself get, you know, stabbed in the neck with something, and then they ended up taking this particular person to the hospital, and doctors did indeed find an injection hole, on the side or the back side of this guy's neck.
It's the Russians with the blow darts.
So that was the update, but I was concerned that you were going to spill the beans about some guy running around at the concert injecting people with something.
Would I do that, Captain?
Yes. Absolutely you would. But that was not your update. What was your update, Richard?
There was another source for this article that we were unable to find during the break that said that there were other medical incidences that happened at that venue prior to the main act going on stage. So there was, you know, the earlier acts went on stage, there was something, and the show was already halted earlier on, got the medicals taken care of, and then allowed to resume, right, which... For me, if you're at that concert, right, they call it initially it was just a stampede. I'm like, well, if you knew that there was a compression going on, right, and then didn't remove yourself during the earlier act because you're like, well, I'll take my chances because I really want to see this Travis Scott guy.
Right.
Kind of on you, right, as far as, you know, risk tolerance is concerned.
I mean, I've been to so many concerts, though, that it's not unusual, particularly in an outdoor concert, for somebody to be fatigued. If it's summertime, if it's in the South, you know, it's still warm. So sunstroke, that kind of a thing, or dehydration, you know, too many drugs, whatever, right? It's not that uncommon. Somebody's, you know, just straight out going to puke, you know, like you've heard the call, puker! Right, you know, and it's like the parting of the Red Sea. Nobody wants to get puked on. And then somebody's pushing their friend through. Come on, Dave, hurry up. We'll make it to the porta potty. And either they do or don't. But so it's not uncommon, for me anyway, to see like an occasional medical incident, you know, and they usually have some sort of a medical tent set up at these types of things. So, you know, if you're feeling unwell or whatever, they give out free water and stuff. They have medics on duty. So I wouldn't be particularly concerned if I saw something like that happen where maybe I don't think I've ever seen him halt a concert.
That's what I'm saying. So this particular source, which again I don't have, I apologize. Basically, the concert was halted to take care of the medical things and then resumed for the main act.
Interesting.
So that must have been dozens, if not, you know, at least 100 people that were having an issue, because I don't think they would stop it just for like a few people.
That's what my thought was initially. And then, so who's responsible? If that is true, right, that they then let it go on, right, and then that's what led to that's what led to this, you know, mass tragedy incident.
It is interesting to me that now they're reporting, and, you know, take it for what it's worth, it's TMZ, right? I don't know why we'd, you know, be getting news from TMZ, but
the pop culture news source.
But the quote from them is, someone in the crowd went crazy and began injecting people with some sort of drug, which caused the panic and then the surge.
Okay, here's a quick quote from the article that actually has news about the earlier. At around the half-hour mark in the footage uploaded to YouTube, Scott paused the show. Oh, we just jumped. Sorry. Video loaded. Scott paused the show for the first time. There's an ambulance in the whoa, he said. An aerial shot of what appears to be an emergency vehicle could be seen swallowed up in the crowd. And then moments later, Scott continues the show, re-energizing the audience, and then so on and so forth.
Mm.
So there was a lull in the action
to
allow medical services, and then proceeded to continue on.
Allegedly. It seems weird, and I don't know that I've ever heard of something like this where there's a public event and somebody with a needle goes around stabbing people.
Well, there were concerns about that, you know, in movie theaters where they would leave the needle in the seats and you'd, like, sit down in your chair and get stabbed in the butt and get AIDS.
I heard something about, like, the gas station. I mean, this was years ago, but under the gas pump handles in Florida, I heard a rumor about people putting needles in there, but I don't think it was real, but it was enough to, like, freak me out to, like, always check.
To check, yeah.
I still check to this day.
Yeah,
it's, like, scarred me for life.
I also check movie theater seats before I sit down.
Yeah.
So
it's not necessarily unheard of.
But I also, like, I don't know, even in my own home, I will lift both of the toilet lids, if both of them are down, I'll lift them both. If, you know, I'm going to sit down to take care of business, I'll lift them both, because one time I didn't do that and there was like a spider in between the seat and the actual bowl and I didn't check and all of a sudden there's a spider on my leg and I hate spiders.
Okay.
So, yeah.
At least it's just your leg.
Yeah. This time.
Eight legs wrapped around.
But, you know, in this day and age of everything COVID and everybody talking about, you know, resistance and hesitancy to get the jab, right?
Maybe that's what he was doing. Maybe this was a Fauci, what do you call that, covert op.
Like, you think it's like an avid Fauci follower? Well,
there was that guy from, like, in the government somewhere that said we just should blow dart people with the vaccine.
But didn't they have to be vaccinated to go to this?
Good question. I don't know.
I'm not positive, but I thought so.
No, so you either, my understanding, this is a Live Nation event, so based on what I've read, Live Nation requires you to either show proof of vaccination or have a negative test within 48 hours before the show. Neither of those, like, are actually going to prevent you from getting COVID.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah.
So the random jabber couldn't have known who had that vaccine either.
603-283-6160. Does this make you more or less likely to go to concerts? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Investigators are working to determine how 8 people died in a crush of fans at a Houston music festival. Families mourning the dead as concertgoers recounting the horror and confusion of being trapped in the crowd so tightly they couldn't breathe.
It didn't take long for the first lawsuit to be filed following a Texas tragedy on Friday night when the AstroWorld crowd surge in Houston left 8 people dead and at least 300 people injured. One of the injured, Manuel Souza, filing the lawsuit saying that what happened on Friday night was a predictable tragedy that he calls the result of a motivation for profit at the expense of concertgoers' health and safety. The lawsuit seeking at least $1 million in damages. In the New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A makeshift memorial has formed outside NRG Park. USA Radio News. After months of back-and-forth negotiations that divided members of the Democratic Party, the House on Friday approving the Senate-passed infrastructure bill, with about a dozen Republicans joining nearly all Democrats to advance the bill to President Joe Biden's desk for his signature.
This bill is an investment in our infrastructure, bringing down temporary inflationary pressures, and creating jobs all at the same time while investing in our environment.
White House advisor Cedric Richmond telling Fox News the administration will now focus on the passage of the $1.7 trillion social spending package, which includes funding to expand social programs and climate-related programs. Democratic New Jersey Senate President Steve Sweeney says he will not concede the election, telling local media that more than 12,000 ballots were found in one county. Sweeney telling Politico, "We want to make sure every vote is counted. Our voters deserve that, and we will wait for the final results." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in talk radio program that generally speaks from the position of freedom, peace, prosperity, and nonviolence. Because
except when you're attacking your daughter's guy who sold you into slavery.
Well, that's not a violation of the non-aggression principle.
Understood. Correct. It's totally violent.
That would be, well, so it's the use of violence in self-defense, in this case, defense of his daughter.
Sure.
So that technically is not a violation of the non-aggression principle.
Understood.
But it's still violent.
It's still violent.
Yeah. So libertarians, anarchists, you know, they when they talk about the non-aggression principle, it is just sort of the basis.
Understood.
For, you know, how we think humans should interact with each other.
But there's also a reason it's not called the nonviolence principle.
That is correct. So it's not that we're not pacifists in that we don't believe that violence should ever be deployed. We just think that it should be reserved for defense. Self-defense, that is. Swimming pools, movie stars.
Or defense of another.
Or defense of another who's incapable.
Yep.
So we have been talking about this rap concert put on by a man with two first names, Travis Scott, in
Houston. Does he get the Razzie Award for, like, the worst rapper name? Is that, do they have one for that?
You know, like, I mean, it could be worse. It could be, like, Bill David. Maybe Bill David will tour with Travis Scott. We don't know.
What's his real name? How bad is his real name that he went, you know what my rap name's going to be? Travis Scott.
I'm guessing his real name is Travis Scott. Okay. I'm just taking a wild stab in the dark. Because to make up something that bland, like, it seems antithetical to, you know, somebody who's trying to be famous and promote, like, their music.
Vanilla Ice's real name is cooler than Travis Scott.
It sure is.
Do you want to know his real name?
Is it not Travis Scott?
Jackies Berman Webster the Second.
In this case, I rescind my previous statement about that being a bland, and I mean, it is bland, but about nobody being able to make one up, because if that were my actual real name, I might go by Travis Scott as well.
And sometimes
it's built it right there, JB Dub 2.
Sometimes he puts money signs as the S in Travis.
Oh, okay.
So it kind of, like, spice it up a little bit.
I can respect that.
Carry on.
I, whoever cannot. At any rate, I have a little more about this story from a different source. It's just as laughable as the TMZ source, but this is from The Sun.
Oh.
One of the narratives was that some individual was injecting other people with drugs, Chief Finner said. We do have a report of a security officer, according to medical staff, that was out and treated him last night. He was reaching over to restrain or grab a citizen and felt a prick in his neck. He went unconscious. They administered Narcan. He was revived, and medical staff did notice a prick mark similar to one you would get if somebody was trying to inject.
So it was an opiate.
It's unclear at this time what drug was injected into the security guard, and there have not been any other reports of people being injected with the drugs at the concert. I don't know if there's a timing discrepancy between this source and the previous source. However, one reveler who asked for anonymity exclusively told the U.S. Sun that the drugs were being sold at the site by rogue concert goers.
Rogue.
What's a rogue concert goer?
Free market concert goers.
What's a rogue? Like,
you don't belong here.
I'm assuming to get in, the security is probably pretty strict. You need to have a ticket.
I'm going rogue. So, I'm going to
the
concert.
It's not like Woodstock where they just were like, you know, busting down fences, like, here we are.
You can't get in with a bottle of water, but this dude shows up with 100 needles.
That's also a great point, yeah. I had to dump my water bottle out, but this guy has, like, thousands of needles in his backpack.
I don't usually go to concerts, but this weekend, I'm going rogue. Going to go to concerts. I don't understand this.
But also, I do want to make a point quick. If this person was unconscious and Narcan was administered and it worked, it had to have been an opiate that was in the needles. That's just, like, facts.
From a nurse.
You heard it here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
They said,
and they said they wouldn't give out free. They said they wouldn't give out drug-laced candy for Halloween. This dude's giving out free opiates at a concert, no less.
Well, it's probably, I mean, if it's fentanyl, it's pretty cheap. But okay. Anyways. Continue.
Actually, I think that might be about all the additional stuff.
If you had that much fentanyl, would you give it away?
I wouldn't encourage people to do fentanyl, period.
Okay.
I don't know what fentanyl is.
It's synthetic opioids. So it's basically like heroin, except synthetic. And much stronger, which is why the overdose rates are going way high, because people think they're doing heroin, but really it's fentanyl, and it's way stronger, so people are overdosing.
So what you're saying is legalize heroin so they don't have to get their hands on this weird stuff.
Exactly. But also, since we're not, since the U.S. pulled out of wherever we just were for the war, the poppy seed war,
Afghanistan.
So now that they're not doing that, we're not getting the poppy seeds or the heroin. So now that's why they kind of are using the synthetic version, fentanyl.
So you're saying we need to reinvade Afghanistan?
No, I'm saying we need to stop doing all of that.
You know, before all of the before all of the military garbage that the empire engaged in the Middle East and continues to engage in. The word Afghan meant one thing to me, and that was a nice warm blanket.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking rug, but sure, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was a blanket.
Understood.
Like, you know, cover up with that Afghan over there, you know, kind of thing. I think Grandma used to yell at me. And she would keep one, like, folded, like, kind of halfway on the back of the sofa. So, you know, if you got a little chilly, you just kind of grab that thing and cuddle up.
Grandma's blanket.
That's right.
I do that, too.
But it was called an Afghan.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, this goes on to say that the tragedy marred the performance of Travis Scott on the opening night. They talk about the surge. An unnamed source connected with Astroworld did say that someone in the crowd had gone crazy and began injecting people with some sort of drug. And then, of course...
It seems like the two are unrelated, right? There's a guy going crazy, injecting people. How does that cause a stampede?
Well, and my concert going experience is limited to rock and roll and heavy metal.
Okay.
Now, in the heavy metal world, there's this thing called a mosh pit.
Yeah.
Understood.
And so... Occasionally, the mosh pit gets rather ruckus.
I have only been in one mosh pit, but sure.
And at times, if people, you know, are in an enclosed area and there's too many people, you will see what they call a rush, right? A crowd rush.
Yeah.
Okay.
Particularly if a band just goes on, it's their first song, there's like a little bit of a push. All the people in the back just kind of push. And like, people have broken like their ribs leaning up against like the security fence where like the security guys stand to prevent you from getting up on stage and stage diving, you know, having fun.
Okie dokie.
And that kind of a thing. So it's not unheard of for to have, you know, a crowd rush, if you will.
I get that. That's why I'm also suggesting that these two things seem unrelated.
I mean, they could have been running away from the guy that was running around with needles.
Okay. Wouldn't you see a dispersion then rather than a compression?
I don't know.
Eight people died, though, and over 300 were treated.
I'm not unsympathetic. I just, you know.
It's possible that two different things occurred at the same concert.
That's what I'm suggesting.
It's entirely possible. You are not incorrect. That's a polite way of saying you're right.
I mean, I may not be right. I just, the news of a guy running around jabbing people in the neck, right, in my mind, as I try to think through, like, the events of the evening, doesn't necessarily lead to compression of the crowd, right?
So I would know I wasn't there.
Neither was I. I'm speculating, obviously, but I would anticipate a dispersal of the crowd if someone's randomly getting jabbed in the neck, right? Like the Vegas shooter, right? That crowd went all over the place, right? They didn't all, like, run to the middle. But if crowd compression happened naturally, I could see that also happening simultaneously.
Coming up, we'll talk about the emerging free state and what that means here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160.
The lines are tested and working.
They are, and in fact, the same guy has called several times, and the last time, just now before the segment started, I heard him say something, but then he hung up, so... we'll see if he calls back. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
If you want to call, 603-283-6160 is the telephone number, and we'll get your thoughts. I was going to say thoughts and prayers. Get your thoughts and prayers.
We can start a prayer circle.
I mean, this is a church. Tonight.
I pray that I no longer stammer my words on live radio. That's what I pray for. What do you pray for, Richard?
It's a church of, like, multiple denominations.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, so some churches say they're non-denominational.
Sure.
But this particular church just is, like, all denominational.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, like, what your particular
church is. It, like, houses, the Church of the Invisible Hand, the mm-hmm. Shire Free Church, the Priestess of the Satan, Reformed Church of Satan.
I technically am a reverend of the Church of Spiritual Humanity.
There you go.
Which worships reason and logic. That is the deity.
Yep.
That's the Church of Spiritual Humanity.
And I've been known to refer to myself as a cult leader, so there you go.
All right.
I wonder if the band The Cult, the leader of that, called himself a cult leader.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. We had talked before the break about this article from Mises.org.
Ooh.
The Emerging Free State.
Are we about to get intellectual on this show?
Well, I had this slated for last night, but...
Okay. So you're stuck with me.
We got into a whole bunch of other topics. And so, yeah, you get the leftovers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm used to it.
Yeah. They're cold. They're from the fridge. But sometimes cold leftovers are better. A recent New Hampshire bill to secede from the United States has engendered interest in Libertyverse about what is really happening in the live free or die state of New Hampshire. Our answer? We're creating the free state you've always wanted. Come and join us. Join me.
Join us.
Isn't that the Darth Vader thing? Darth Vaderism?
Yeah.
So the main political problem is how to prevent the police powers from becoming tyrannical. The history of the West is essentially the history of the fight for liberty against the encroachments of the office holders. That's a quote from Ludwig von Mises. For decades, it has been easy for libertarians to lose hope. We've always been surrounded by an overwhelming number of authoritarians threatening us with legal violence to submit our bodies' associations, our bodies' labors, and the products of those labors and associations to their preferences. Our empathy for the oppressed innocents, for the extorted, the chained, the kidnapped, the caged, the beaten, the maimed, and the murdered is ridiculed. It's used as strawman smears against us. Our empirical and logical arguments of better consequences, should our political masters grant us a bit more liberty, are dismissed out of hand. Our ethical argument based on the logical prerequisite of self-ownership is scorned as selfish. Our optimistic dreams of awakening the masses to the beauty of human freedom are crushed year after year. Our few successes lie only in reducing the speed with which the world tumbles towards totalitarianism or in advancing some nominal liberty, but always with negotiated compromise.
Libertarians always playing defense.
Always. Additional chains demanded by our masters, one step forward and five steps back. This has only worsened over the last 2 years if we've witnessed hundreds of millions not just accepting, but demanding greater authoritarianism. The few of us who have dared to cry freedom in the face of the fabricated fear of the Fauci flu have been deplatformed, unfriended.
And certain quote-unquote libertarians calling for mandates and vaccines.
Also been ostracized, fired, and shunned with worse consequences threatened. Yeah, you're right. We've seen a lot of people out of fear.
Yeah. It's a big motivator.
I know you've seen it firsthand.
Absolutely.
In the medical field.
I mean, I'm about to get fired in 2 weeks. So.
That sucks.
Yeah. So.
And
it does suck.
There are people that will cheer you on, saying, good, we don't need another anti-vax nurse working in the medical
field. Not really cheering her on.
Well, cheering the firing on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. The hope for freedom. Our successes are due to a very simple strategy, concentrating those who already love liberty in one small region and there, together, creating our free society, a homeland for liberty, if you will. Imagine how Mormons would have to live were they randomly dispersed throughout the United States. Instead, they congregated in one state where they achieved sufficient numbers that they need not fear further abuse as an isolated and despised minority. Libertarians are more distinct, more dispersed, and more despised. Yet, we are also more numerous. Why can we not also concentrate to claim one state as our own?
Because New Hampshire's cold, Captain. I don't want to move there.
Seems to be the, I'm going to say the wussy answer. Right, there's a whole bunch of people out there that claim that they are anarchist, libertarian, voluntarist, and they claim that they're all about the non-aggression principle, and they claim that an idea such as this that has been proposed, that is actually going on and happening right now, is a great idea. But they just don't want to move because it gets cold.
Well, and also, if you guys can do it there, then I can do it where I'm already at. And people will move to me.
Or will they?
No, they won't. That's why it hasn't happened anywhere else. And here it's like making its way.
And that's the thing about New Hampshire. New Hampshire is the real deal. And we are actually making waves here. And we are actually making progress towards this goal. So that's not really going to happen anywhere else in the United States.
To the small state that we aspirationally call the Free State of New Hampshire, thousands of libertarians are migrating to bolster a population already the most libertarian. We have given up uselessly arguing with the unconvincible. I know I have.
Oh, yeah. A long time ago.
There was a time when I would engage and like, oh, this is a challenge. Let me see if I can convince this guy to see the beauty of voluntarism. And I've
stopped. Doesn't work.
I moved to ridicule probably a decade ago. Just screw you guys.
I naturally, you know, that's kind of what I do. I make fun of things. So, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
We instead migrate to build a free society with others who are similarly already convinced. Yes, we must leave behind our authoritarian friends and our authoritarian neighbors.
Done. Easy.
We wish we could free them. I know I do. But like alcoholics, they scorn the freedom we offer, ignore their adverse impacts on us, and cling unapologetically to their unsustainable and destructive addictions.
Mm.
When you reach a higher plane, you got to get a new set of friends. You can try to bring them with you, but if they're not willing to come, you got to leave them behind. Friends, family, neighbors, done.
Yeah, I saw somebody post today. It was a meme. It was meant to be funny, but it's something like, I don't mean to brag, but none of my family's talking to me.
Yeah. Been there.
And to me, it's the other way around. Like, I don't mean to brag, but I'm not talking to any of my family.
Yeah.
But that happened long before I think I claimed to be a voluntarist. A libertarian anarchist, if you will.
Well, because you probably thought differently then, too, right?
I did.
And then if you try to express those thoughts to family members...
Well, but most of it was because of... my family is very religious, depending on what section of the... There's different religions. They're all sort of...
No.
...of the Christianity flavor, but okay. Like different sub, you know, religions within that. And
Catholicism or bust?
Yeah. Mm. Bust, please.
Yeah.
So within that, like, we don't see eye to eye on religion. I am a non-theist, if you will, an atheist, if you want to be more simplistic about it.
Better term.
I just, you know, I don't think I'm intelligent enough to determine whether or not there's any higher power. It certainly hasn't.
You're agnostic then.
Non-theist. Right, you know,
there's like two better words.
Like to use.
Okay,
but that was the reason why. So, but I keep telling people I came to anarchism, voluntarism, for the exact same reasons I came to atheism. Right, because I looked around and I went, none of this is working.
Yeah.
None of this is getting to the end goal that it claims to want to get to. 603-283-6160. More about the emerging free state when we come back. It's Free Talk Live.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.